Afternoon clouds and occasional rains have dotted the western slope in the past few weeks, but that doesn't mean people aren't still worried about their water. Last week, Matthew Harris posted on the Almanac that the water he gets from German Creek was called on by a senior rights holder for the first time in the 8 years he's lived in Paonia. His creek's just one of many that snake across the North Fork Valley. But if it's been that long since that senior rights holder felt like they needed more water, should other residents and farmers be concerned?
Sometimes Colorado just goes through dry cycles.
Wendy Ryan is the assistant state climatologist at Colorado State University. She says this year's snowpack levels were about a fourth lower than average, and last year's were even worse.
So not having that water available to recharge soils and stuff really brought down base flows during the wintertime last year. Last year's dryness coupled with last year's really hot temperatures really put a strain on a lot of systems in Colorado.
Ryan says this year initially didn't look any better.
Watching snowpack numbers come in again this year was really, everyone was kind of on edge. The northern mountains and, you know, the South Platte and the upper Colorado basin really benefited from spring storms that, you know, the Gunnison Basin, the San Juan Mountains really didn't pick up. So it's really just that persistent dryness for this long that's really started taxing some water systems in the state.
All the same, strains on water supplies over the past 2 years aren't necessarily unusual, given the state's history of variable weather. Ryan notes that it's maybe pure speculation, but
I would guess that if Matt was here in 2002, that he probably would have had his water rights curtailed then as well.
As for now, things are actually starting to look better across the state.
You're now seeing the monsoon kick up, which is awesome news. It's good to see that moisture stream coming back into Colorado, getting some of these soil profiles wet. It's less demand on reservoir water when you've got that natural precipitation input. And it's critical time for a lot of crops across the state.
Farmers and residents might be happy to learn this year's water situation isn't as bad as last year's, mainly because it hasn't been as hot.
We haven't been quite as warm this year. I mean, June, we were pretty warm statewide, but now in July, you know, we've ramped up some moisture. We've knocked those temperatures down. I don't know that they're going to come out too much below average for July, but we're not setting extremes like we did last year. At least we're seeing these storms. We're getting this monsoonal moisture into the state. Last year, the monsoon season was very short. It was just the beginning part of July.
But what about the longer-term water situation? Are the past 2 years really just a fluke? A recent study put out by researchers at Colorado State and Boston University says that across much of the country, more rain and snow are falling during wet cycles, and dry spells are actually getting shorter. On the Almanac, Angela Davis noticed this trend from Florida, where she said so much rain has been falling lately that it's actually starting to frustrate some farmers. So if the country as a whole is getting more rain, why isn't it dropping on Colorado?
The eastern U.S. is dominated by different weather patterns than we are. There's a pretty active hurricane season this year, so they've been getting a lot of moisture off of the Atlantic. Our climate in Colorado is mainly dominated by the Pacific Ocean.
Rain and snow in Colorado depends on moisture pulled in from the Pacific and up over the mountains. Although weather patterns in the state can change drastically from year to year, Ryan admits the past couple years have been unusual. However, she says there's still hope that Colorado will pull out of drought conditions soon.
We don't normally have dry conditions across the entire state. For the past 2 years, though, it's been the entire state has been kind of suffering from these drought conditions, and hopefully we're coming out of those. The recent moisture is very encouraging. And, I mean, one good snowpack year will refill our reservoirs and make us all feel very, you know, in a very much better situation than we are. Things can change quickly. They could also change very slowly, but we're hoping that the pattern that we're in now will persist and dig us out of this drought that we're in.
For ICChange and thealmanac.org, I'm Travis Bubinick.